Spodcast 22.
Spodcast.
Them freaky fellas I do this with.
Oh, are we on? Way! Hello, Spodcast listeners.
Is that us back?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey,
God, it seems like ages since our last podcast. Oh, no, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like a whole day ago.
A whole day ago. For all those podcast listeners.
And I'm not talking about people.
There you go. Yay.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, we did the Boinks cast yesterday. For all of those.
We did. It was halting.
Yes, there will be no motorbikes mentioned at all apart from to mention the Boinks cast. Boinks.net. Stuff.
Which might want to say blog? Coming soon.
Coming soon! Coming
yes.
soon!
Coming soon.
If it says coming soon, check back often!
Yes.
On Boinks.net.
The internet's near you soon.
Yeah, for all your motorcycle racing needs. Boinks!
Yeah.
Right, apart from that, anyone got anything in interesting to discuss this week?
No.
Oh, I
thought you did.
Oh yeah, I'm bound to have.
That's alright then. Well, for varying values of the word interesting.
The revelation that watches are shoes for men.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to say on that one. James Blonde.
Oh. Oh gosh.
Yes.
You're talking about Craig, aren't you?
Yeah, Craig Blonde.
Honestly, what were they thinking?
I don't know. I mean, we knew it happened. This is not new news. We're not bringing this up because we're trying to be topical and say, hey, look at the news, everybody. Look, they've got a new James Bond. Everyone knows we've got a new James Bond. It's just that it's finally sinking in how crap he's going to be. I mean,
he's a very fashionable type.
Yeah, because he looks like
a sort of small, wiry, sort of fairish haired. Kind of
fella.
Yeah, but
he's a bit like the guy from Rome.
Yeah, but
who's also a bit like the main guy from Life on Mars.
Who's also a bit like stuff, etc. But
yeah, I think he'd be better. I think he'd be better in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. than in James Bond.
Playing Ilya Kuryakin.
Oh, that's kind of thing. Yes. So bring that back.
Yes.
Well, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., who would be Napoleon Solo then?
Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin. I mean, two of the coolest names apart from Katsuaki Fujiwara.
Well, yeah.
Katsuaki, yeah, that has to be one of the coolest names ever. But that's another
place. Those are like the three coolest Boinks. Names ever. Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin. I mean, come on!
It's better than Bond villain names.
Yeah.
But does anyone honestly think that they're putting a short blonde man in the role of the tall, dark, handsome James Bond is actually a good idea?
Well, he's got to be a very good actor to pull it off, and having seen Tomb Raider, I think I can safely say he's not.
He can pull something off.
Obviously, how do you think he got the job? I tell you, those tentacles rape monsters at Sony must have loved him.
At least have the courtesy to give him a wrap round. Sorry, I've just seen Full Metal Jacket recently. must stop. Yeah. So that was it, really. I just didn't. It's finally been sinking in that Brosnan was a great Bond.
And they've got a new James Bond and he's going to be crap.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should hold off until
we've actually
seen him.
And they're remaking an old Bond film anyway.
Well, no, the original version of Casino Royale was not based on the book at all and was rather rubbish. David Niven as James Bond wouldn't even be my casting choice either, and neither would Woody Allen, but that's another story.
Oh, Woody Allen make a great James Bond.
He was crap.
Okay.
As Jimmy Bond in Casino Royale, the first Bond movie. But, Well, he got the molesting young girls bit right, but apart from that,
you see, I don't see how anybody could possibly think that Woody Allen would make anything anywhere near James Bond anywhere remotely interesting or good.
Yeah, not a Woody Allen fan.
I think some of what he's done has been really, really, really good.
Sleeper was brilliant. There's
yeah, not a great fan. I prefer the stuff he wasn't actually in.
And Tiger Lily and the like.
Tiger Lily was probably my favourite Woody Allen film, yes.
Yeah,
shut
I think
the when... door, I'm naked! it was brilliant.
It took me a long time to realise that I didn't actually enjoy Woody Allen films as much as I knew I should. You know,
yeah,
supposed to
it took
like
me
him.
A while to admit that it's not my thing.
No.
There's so been a few, I've had a few relations like that. Like, another one would be The Beatles.
Oh, must admit I got back into them.
They've
or
done
I got
some
into
really
them late.
Stuff. They've done some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly called Sergeant Peppers. And then the rest is just, well, that's not that great. Why is that great?
They did some okay stuff, and then they did Obladi Oblada, which... Let's face it, for a band that did Octopus's Garden, to have a song worse than that takes some doing.
Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Yeah, I mean, they had some low points. Let's not forget, and let's not just keep them up in... Oh my God, they were the best ever.
But that's it, you see. They weren't.
They were damned good for their time, and they've done
the
some classics.
The Stones were better.
But the Stones had some dull moments as well, called the
yes.
70s,
yes, they
80s,
did.
90s, and 21st century. But
I think you'll find the Stones' dull moment was when they failed to stop doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they dragged on, and they're still dragging on now.
Yeah.
Flashing their tits at a Super Bowl or whatever.
Evil witch tits. No, I think that was the year before.
Oh, was it? No.
Yeah, that was joke.
Or was it the year before that?
Hideous. Hmm. Anyhow, it would
just,
be...
Just Google Evil witch tit.
Yeah, or don't. Yes, but the other interesting thing, just to keep this a normal, regular type of spodcast, it wouldn't be a spodcast without saying, oh, and Apple have got an event very soon.
Oh, have they?
Yep, 28th of Feb.
Is it a mass suicide?
I'm afraid you aren't going to be that lucky.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it's time for me to make my regular, let's predict
what Apple
are going to get.
It could be the Apple Waco edition.
Oh, yes. Kool-Aid time.
Who was the other lot? The really funny ones.
What? Brian
comet
Jones.
Fuckers. No, the comet huggers.
The comet huggers?
We must all kill ourselves so we can ascend up to the next plane of being by following the spaceship that's behind the comet.
That
what?
Was... That was the Kool-Aid people, wasn't it?
It was fairly recent.
Was it Brian Jones?
Nah.
Brian... hang on.
Isn't it the one that Uhura's brother was in?
I beg your pardon.
The actress who plays in Star Trek TOS.
Right.
So I mean the original series. Her brother was in one of those sets.
Okay, I'm just going to check that for you. Blah blah blah.
Thanks.
Blah. Uhura dancing naked is akin to French kissing Cthulhu. Pardon? Go away, Google. No, it was Jim Jones.
Google, grow up.
Yeah, it was Jim Jones and the Jonestown.
Right.
And he had.
They were the Kool-Aid lot.
They were the Kool-Aid lot with cyanide and tranquilizers.
Except it wasn't Kool-Aid, was it?
It was.
It was fresh
Flavor Aid,
wasn't it?
Flavor Aid.
It wasn't Kool-Aid.
It was cyanide laced Flavor Aid. Yep.
That's wikiable, that is.
And it was grape.
grape. So which
no,
one was Uhura's brother in?
Now that would be interesting to find out. The Flavor Aid flavour they consumed was grape. Therefore, Kool-Aid played no part in this tragedy. Hurrah.
Is that a press statement
yeah.
on Kool-Aid?
I would not be shocked if it were. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, there's an interesting wiki page on Kool-Aid.
Right. If is anyone taking spells. Show notes, by the way?
You know what? Yes, you, Jared.
No,
what
not
that man.
I did it last time.
No, you didn't.
I did it last
time.
Get your
pen out. No, I didn't.
Stutt did it last time.
Eh?
Oh, sure
you
it will be.
You remember. You heard.
You
just stop whinging and take the fucking notes, Jared.
Let's not have any. Okay, yeah, Michelle Nichols.
Okay, let's
Michelle
start.
Yeah. Nichols.
So, okay, listeners, www.google.com. Keep up.
And Wikipedia. Keep
and
up.
Wikipedia if you have to, but that'll show up in Google anyway.
Yeah. Dum ba dum ba dum. So you say her
so, yeah,
brother went to join something. Nichelle, for Nen.
Was it the Divine Light? Was that what they were called?
I get. I would. Okay. Divine Light.
The Church of the Divine Light, or something they were called. Something. Something crackpot. I can't remember. Oh no! All my conspiracy theories leaving me. I'm off to read the 14 times.
Great.
Great.
The Church of Grape magazine. Church of Divine Light. That's a Maharaji, isn't it?
Is it?
Who cares? Who
they
cares?
Were called something like that. You're the one with the internet. I'm on steam power down here.
We'll crank the
I'm like Richmond.
You're more like
Ned. Is that what he was called?
Who?
The goth in the cupboard.
Oh yes.
Oh no, yes.
Richard.
So oh dear. No.
Was it Richard?
So
Richmond, Richard.
Richmond could be Richmond.
Are you sure it wasn't Dishmop?
Dishmop was cheerful.
Cockney got off.
Although there were a few
yes, dear listener, I've caught up with the IT crowd.
Actually, you're still an episode behind if that's the last one you've seen.
There's been one since. Fantastic.
No, there hasn't. There
yes,
hasn't
there
been
has.
One since.
Channel4.com.
Yeah, exactly. There's
on
been
the
one
no,
previewed in Windows Media Player.
Yeah, it's,
wait
not, it's not pretty, but it works.
Yeah, I must admit, I did that as
where
well.
I'll
wait for the broadcast. I'm in no rush.
Oh, yes, every relationship I've ever. Anyway.
I'm developing a terrible crush on Jen.
It's the shoes!
She's hilarious.
Every yes. woman in IT I've ever worked with has had a thing about shoes. Hello, Tamsin.
Well, you know, shoes are like watches for chicks.
I know. But why shoes? I don't get it. But I'm now not in a position to make any comments. So there we go.
No, you're not.
So there we go, that's all the... Oh, no, no, God, I was going to make my predictions, wasn't I? Predictions for what's going to happen at the Apple thing. Because
no,
I've done
you, you're going to look up what Uhura's brother killed himself for.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I couldn't find it, so I... Well, I thought
oh,
I could have a look, like I
thought you'd change the subject. Don't
right,
Google
then.
The question, Jared.
Michelle Nichols brother...
Suicide!
Thomas, Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate, not Divine Light. Heaven's Gate. That was
Heaven's
it.
Gate cult suicide.
They were the comic fuckers, weren't they?
Yep. And we can now say Wikipedia gave me that one, all you Google people. Michelle Nichols' brother, Thomas, died on March 26, 1907, in the Heaven's Gate cult suicide. Fantastic.
There you go.
Excellent stuff.
Heaven's Gate was the name of a UFO cult co-led by Marshall Applethwaite and Bonnie Nettles until Nettles' death. The cult's end coinciding with the appearance of Comet Halley-Bopp, or Halle Berry as it should never have been known, created a sensation in the United States in 1997.
There have to be twin comets for that, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Applewhite convinced 39 followers to commit suicide so their souls could take a ride on a spaceship that they thought was going to be hiding behind the comet. Members reportedly believed themselves to be aliens. Such beliefs have led some observers to characterize the group as a type of UFO religion. Well spotted, Elliot.
A UFO religion.
UFO religion. Yeah. And there's a link for Wikipedia on UFO religions, so I'm going to have to click on it and carry on. I'm sorry, people. Yeah. But a UFO religion, popular called UFO cult, is a fake conspiracy that involves a belief in the existence of aliens and UFOs. Although their beliefs are extremely varied, UFO religions commonly believe that alien beings exist. They have
and what does David Icke have to say about it, Jared?
Oh, David Icke, what a man.
I mean, David Icke was... apart from Goodbye Ruby Tuesday, what does David Icke have to say about it?
I've actually got David Icke's book on the shelf, says he's turning around. The Biggest Secret by David Icke. Shall I go and get it and read you an extract?
No.
It's really funny.
I'll unplug you.
Well, what happens is lizard is Wait, these people, right? There are these lizard men, right? And these lizard men are among
the
us.
The queen so... is a reptile.
Yes,
is this
that's
a
right.
precursor
so is George
to Scientology?
Bush. No, it's a post-cursor.
Oh, okay.
No, Scientology
so
is just...
he copied it.
Well, no, Scientology believes that there are thetans living around us and that they cause us to... Or watch the Tom Cruise episode that explains everything.
Yeah.
Can I just add a caption here? Scientologists actually believe this.
Yes.
Well, the thing is...
They really, really do.
Elliot and I used to live in East Grinstead, which was East Grinstead. It's the Scientologists' hunting ground in the UK.
It's the world centre of the Church of Scientology, Jared.
Actually, no, that's Red Hill.
Saint Hill.
Red Hill.
Saint Hill.
God.
Okay!
Look it up. Saint Hill, East Grinstead. Home and former castle of Elrond. It's Rivendell.
Red Hill, Surrey. It's Rivendell.
It's fucking Saint Hill, man.
Okay, if it's Saint Hill, I mean, that explains why they were so prevalent in East Grinstead.
Completely.
There were a bunch of scary people to be living in the same town as, and they literally preyed on the people that lived in East Grinstead.
There's an awful lot of money in the area. And they went after the weak ones, as you say.
Yeah, the gazelles. And they took them down, took their money, and signed them up to a life of servitude. Wage slavery
basically.
Is alive and kicking in East Grinstead, Surrey.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So yeah.
Chance burgers.
They were excellent burgers, though.
Yeah.
Shame
we would have said any burger would have been excellent. We were vegetarians.
Until Chad's
burgers. We
were
rebelling vegetarians.
Yeah. Lovely.
Okay.
Just not cutlets. Just say no. Give me the flesh.
The box. Give me the box. Full of burger!
Give me the chicken in a box.
Yeah,
no,
I'd explain.
Don't go there.
Sling a greasy no.
Leave your greasy bone out of it.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not going to go on about Tom Cruise again because I've already done Tom Cruise on this show.
Yeah, and he was good, but I was better. Predictions, Apple, Jared.
Right. I'm going to go.
You're going to go
out
on
a limb.
A greasy limb.
Out on a greasy limb and say, well, remember those things I predicted last time?
The ones that didn't happen.
The iBook and the Mac Mini. The ones that didn't happen.
The ones that didn't happen. They're going to happen now, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Do you know what I heard? Do you know what I heard Apple are doing?
Go on.
I heard they're unveiling a new graphics card from the Bit Boys to run Duke Nukem Forever on, Jared.
Wonderful.
It will happen one day.
Yeah.
And Satan will be there to make the announcement.
Yes.
With all
God
his
Almighty.
Little wizards and minions and legion.
And Jared.
And that's you guys, Jared. That's
I'll just blog
you.
It. I'll be blogging it and podcasting about it.
I'll blog it. Is blogging it a euphemism for dropping your pants and cracking one off on it?
I don't know if he's doing that on a podcast.
Well, I've got to wind my watch up somehow.
Oh dear.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll change wrists and everything.
Crack one off. I've got man fat on me sapphire. No, that's horrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh dear. Sorry, yes, you were saying.
Yeah.
So all those things that you predicted that you now can't remember what they were, they're going to happen, aren't they?
Mac Minis and iBooks. Mac Minis and iBooks.
What's
not going to be
about them?
That's what's going to be released.
What, a G5 Mac Mini?
No, no, Intel.
An Intel Mac Mini?
Yeah, Intel Mac Mini and Intel iBooks.
Why would they release an Intel Mac Mini?
Because they want
to get
all
Intel. The purpose of the Mini is to shift surplus G4 stock, right?
Because they've done it. They shifted them.
Yeah, so now they've got to get rid of all the shitty old G5s they've got left over. They tried to give two away at once, but it didn't. Nobody was buying it.
When did they try and give two away? I missed this.
Well, you buy one and you get another one slightly less than free, don't you?
Do you?
He's talking about
the dual 2 gigahertz
G5.
It's not dual, it's dual core. Be serious.
No, mine's dual.
Oh, right, okay.
The dual cores are the new ones, 2.5 gigahertz. It's basically the quad processor. Two dual core G5s.
Intel.
No, the G5s.
Now, remind me, the Intel dual core doesn't have on die memory management, does it?
Only the pass.
The memory manager is actually on the motherboard, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. God almighty, don't ask me!
Which is why AMD are just so much fucking better for that sort of thing, in my opinion.
Apart from AMD have this serious issue with heat.
No, they don't! That's bollocks! That's so year 2000! Oh, yeah, when you put your fan on, you can crack the core, Jared.
Crack the core? Are we going back to the euphemisms now?
Yeah. Elliot's going to crack a core on one later. No. It's back in the old days of AMD.
The original Athlon.
People go, very fragile. Axia Y chips, things like that meant something back then.
Yeah, where your fabrication process number was the all important, whether you could overclock it or not.
Mm. And if you put a fan on it,
I think you'll find that for the last year or two, it's been Intel that have been having the problems with the heat, and AMD have been fine. My AMD 64 processor runs at a pretty steady 43 degrees centigrade under load.
Mine's at 50 to 60.
Admittedly, it's water cooled.
You're going to have to mention that every time now. You know when we mentioned it last week? Was it last week? My God, it was. We actually forgot to mention where you got it.
I'm sure I didn't.
You forgot, completely and utterly forgot to mention where you got
it. No, I said I'd been generously given some parts.
And that was it.
And I bought the other bits from Scan. I said that.
But you didn't say anything more than that.
There's more?
I didn't throw out names, no. That would be ungracious.
Well, I just didn't want the poor boy being upset because he cried, you know, into his big pillar.
And there was I trying to be mindful of his rights of confidentiality and
yeah, well,
like I'd grass up my own brother.
Not this one, by the way, listeners, not me. I didn't give him anything.
No, I get fuck all from him.
That's right. No, it was
a gift.
Thanks, Scott. I do really, 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 really love it.
I think.
And
Rach
is chuffed now because she's taken possession of the XP2600.
It's cascading stuff, isn't it? I love that.
Yeah,
you get
the TV computer gets the 1700 next.
Yeah, I ended up
The TV computer is a proper Thunderbird 1 gigahertz Athlon. Oh, yes. I'm going to have a spare 1 gigahertz machine. What am I going to do?
I've got a spare 1 gig. In fact, I've got a KT7A RAID with a 1.2 gig AMD on it, and some memory still stuck on the motherboard because I no longer have any use for SD RAM. I'm all DDR now. And I'm thinking, well, I could make a computer out of this. Why would I bother?
What would you do with it?
I know, I've already got a spare PC that I made out of other spare bits.
I said to Rach, oh, I could make another server. She goes, what do you want another server for?
Yeah.
So I said, secondary DNS. And she wasn't buying it.
Secondary DNS on the same IP.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
But she wasn't buying it.
No, of course not. It's a stupid idea.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do with it? I've got a gigahertz computer lying around doing fuck all. What am I supposed to do with it?
Yeah, but they won't let you launch a second DNS server with the same IP as the first.
Internal only. The internal use only starts.
Well, that makes it so much better.
It'll be on a different NAT IP. What's your problem?
Okay.
That's just silly. Silly.
Yes.
So, finally, you've got surplus.
I've got a leftover gigahertz machine. What am I going to do with it?
Give it to some needy soul.
Answers on an electronic postcard to spodcast at spodcast.org and tell Elliot what he can do with his 1 gigahertz spare PC.
Keep it clean.
Oh, thanks. Now I'm going to get 25 emails saying, shove it up your ass.
Well, that's a suggestion.
You know what motherboard it is?
Do tell.
It's the original Asus A7V.
The one that was nearly as good as the...
It's not even the 133 version.
Oh my god. It's the one that's nearly as good as the KT7A RAID.
Collectible.
That was the 133. The KT133.
Yep.
A or whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
the original, like, it's the original gigahertz Athlon Asus motherboard that they within about 3 days of my buying it, which was about 5 days after they started selling them, they recalled it and replaced it, the motherfuckers.
For something that actually had some CPU cycles.
For something that worked, that could handle memory, yeah, that's right.
Lovely.
But it was the dog's bollocks when it came out.
Back in its day, in the 20th century.
Back in, like, six years ago. I've only fried 3 or 4 processors in it.
You fry processors?
Fuck yeah.
I've only fried 2.
I've fried
I'm not counting Intel chips, of course. But no, I've only fried 2 Athlons. Always one a Duron. I fried a Duron and an Athlon. And then I found that my fried Athlon actually worked if I underclocked it. Because I had the 1.33333 gigahertz Thunderbird.
Uh-huh. And it just the really hot one.
Yeah, the space heater. It's amazing for warming stuff up. And I found that it kept freezing after I'd done some overclockage to 1.5 gig. And then it just died. And then one day I was fiddling around with another spare motherboard. I think it was an Asus P3B. What was that? No, that was my Pentium 1 P3BF.
Yes.
So I was fiddling around with another motherboard. I put the Athlon 1 gigahertz in and underclocked it because my motherboard then was a shitty one. I could only go to 100 megahertz front side bus. And it just worked. Sparked into life and just ran forever. Until...
Wow.
Burnt out the motherboard.
Until you took an axe to it or something.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Took a chipset grinder.
BIOS chisel.
BIOS chisel.
Oh dear.
Northbridge wrench.
What was that site? Dr.
Zhivago?
Dr. Nortron. Dr. Nortron's. Google BIOS chisel, that'll do it.
It'll probably, like everything else we mentioned, take you to www.23x.net.
So, 23exit instead.
Yeah, 23exit. Or just go to datadoctoran.new, US desktop, BIOS chisel. Oh, yeah. Things you'll need are data grinder, USB wrenches,
grinder, that was it.
Card tone, crypto keys, forged, zip pliers, defrag magneto, BIOS chisel, CPU lubricant, a weld, and a data machine to modify.
A weld?
Oh, God.
A weld, W-E-L-D.
Yeah, okay.
Now place the big server data machine on the work table and mark with a pen to a appropriate size. Don't make it too big. Then you'll do all the work without no gain at all.
Without no gain?
Oh God, you've got to see this. No, you've got to see this site. So if anyone wants to do any show notes, then they can put the link up. Data Doctor on, just Google BIOS chisel.
Yeah, www.justfuckinggoogleit.com.
The entire Spodcast this week is justfuckinggoogleit.com.
Well, I'm not going upstairs and getting paper.
Well, anyway,
paper?
That's... Paper?
Remember, I'm on a bloody Dell Splatitude here, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
If I can find some of the keys on the keyboard.
Hang on, I'm on a Dell Splatitude as well.
Your Splatitude is significantly better than his Splatitude.
Windows. Okay. Pause. Diddly dum. Oh, it's faster than I thought it was. It's a 266 megahertz with 128 megabytes of RAM.
Well, man.
Intel Pentium 2. As I say, it's a Splatitude. It goes splat with attitude.
Yeah, I've got one of them kicking around here somewhere. The battery's dead.
What's yours? Yours is a gigahertz.
My battery doesn't work either!
No, I've got an old Latitude as well.
You've got one just like this, but when you turn it on, it says battery charging, and then it goes, no, it's not, and you look at it, and it's not charged.
Thanks for that, but okay.
Because that's exactly what mine does.
What's this one here?
Push the button on the battery, and the four lights
push the
short. Flash. In interesting ways.
What button on the battery?
On the battery, there's usually a button with four or five lights next to it.
Not back then, there wasn't.
No.
Not on the 266 version, there isn't.
Yours is faster than mine.
It's 400, I think.
I just pulled the Latitude off the bookcase behind me. Pentium 2, 233.
Yes! It's because I'm overclocking mine.
But mine's designed for Windows NT and Windows 95.
Well, man.
And NT3.
NT4.
NT4?
Yeah.
And Windows 95? Did they coexist?
Yep, they did.
No.
Yes, they did.
God. That's outrageous.
This machine might actually work if I can ever find it.
Because when I was doing web design at the city council, I was using NT4.
when I was doing systems administration for agency.com London, I was running a network on NT4 and Windows 98 machines.
That's what was there at the time.
NT was the ideal choice.
Jared.
Oh my God.
2002.
So yes, everyone, it's nice to know that everyone says he's putting it back on his pile of Apple Newtons and Apple Power with Power in very, very small letters books.
You mean the computer graveyard?
My portable computer graveyard right behind my desk, which one day I'm going to go through and say, oh,
which one day is going to topple over and kill you. Yes.
I live in hope.
What a way to go.
Actually, over there...
Probably after you've just, I don't know, hutchinsed yourself to some Apple hardware.
Oh, yes. Cracked one off to strangling myself. Fantastic way to go.
Wanked yourself to death like Michael Hutchins, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, but anyway. Other laptops I've got lying around, I've got a 900 and something megahertz over there that just makes so much racket and won't boot.
That's the real issue, isn't it, Jared? At that point, the noise it makes is pretty irrelevant.
Not really, because the noise it makes is fairly indicative of why it doesn't boot, and so is the smell.
Oh, lovely.
Any laptop that makes a bit of noise and smells.
What you mean is something's crawled inside and died where the fan is jamming it, yeah?
No, I believe a capacitor exploded inside at some point.
So it does in fact stink, and it won't cool down, so it won't boot. There's some like half a mouse or something shorting out some of your pins.
It's a little bit small for a mouse. I'd say it's more likely to be insects. A family of cockroaches probably crawled in there and died. Not cockroaches, they don't die. It was a snail. I'm in France.
They don't. A snail.
Yeah.
It's good eating on one of them.
Oh, God. The French say snails are lovely. We love snails. We eat snails. No, you don't. You take these horrible little gritty slugs from their shells, coat them in so much butter and garlic that anything would taste good. The whole point of...
That's what kills me about the French, right? Because they're all like, oh, we've got all this great cooking. You eat swill. And then we're like, oh no, you don't want to go to Britain. They have terrible food. I've read Asterix. They boil everything and have it with mint sauce. And you go, well, you eat invertebrates.
Yeah. Andouillette.
And household pets. Very dangerous business being a child in France. If you get attached to animals at all, don't.
Or horses.
Horses, yeah. If you're a pony killer, you will one day end up eating Dobbin, or whatever you've called it. Freckles. Moon pony. Your pet rabbit, yeah. One day you'll come home from school and that will be in the pot.
Lovely.
And on Wikipedia...
Sorry, that's a rather tender subject. Another slice, anyone?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
No, really, dear. No.
Rocket! On the Wikipedia page, seeing as we're doing everything by rote today, on the Wikipedia page for Andouillette, the Andouillette. Andouillette are warned to beware. Andouillette in Picardy is a rare regional delicacy, most attractive to coprophages. Since this is the thing most closely resembling it in appearance, flavour, and texture. A rare regional delicacy most attractive to coprophages.
Yeah. Oh. Them.
Shit eaters.
Oh, you should have said.
If you have
you mean people who like prawns?
Worse. If you have Andouillette, you can sometimes get the asshole. And it even sometimes has tiny lumps of shit in the sausage.
Oh, that's nice.
If you ever get a piece of Andouillette that looks like a...
sphincter?
A ring piece. Yeah, I mean, basically, you can get the ring piece. You can wear it as a ring. Ooh, look at my funny sausage piece. It was a bit chewy, but tasted of shit. But hey, I'm French. I'll eat anything, me.
I'll eat... anything that's a bit chewy that tastes of shit.
Yeah. Who's starting Windows?
Who's starting... what?
Sorry, that was a shutdown, not a start.
I was going to say, who shut down Windows? Who's
best
gone?
To shut it down.
Are you dropping hints, start?
Well, you know, I kind of have an appointment.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Is it an appointment with a plate of feces?
No.
Is it rain or appointments or something?
Or something, yes. Definitely, or something. Yeah. And on that note, I think we really will have salad.
Okay.
He didn't kiss me, but he did kiss in his smile.
Oh, no. That was the B side.
Yes, I know, but that just shows how.
That shows how much you've been listening to Dead Horse again.
It's a fine day, people open windows, they leave their houses.
So, thanks, dear listener, for coming to Jared Sings Jane.
Yes.
I get one of the guys at work calls me Jane. It's quite entertainingly sad. Calls me Jane because I refuse to learn L and La. And my French is perfectly acceptable, but I get all the genders mixed up. I just use L for everything unless I'm absolutely certain.
Unless someone's hit you recently for using
L. Yeah. And brilliant. Apparently Jane Birkin does the same in French, and she does it as a sort of affected nuance. And so I get called Jane for being as pretentious as her by not learning.
Not because you're language. Stupid and you carry a big gun at work.
Pardon?
Calamity Jane.
No.
Okay.
Jane.
Oh, Jane as in Jane.
As in
term.
Vera.
I got man parts right here.
Yeah.
Jane's a girl's name. Jane ain't a girl. I got man parts right here. I'll show you.
I'm going to wrap up.
You're going to wrap up,
Jared? I think you're staring Scutter away. Jared. Stop it.
Do you want to try and rephrase that sentence and actually say it properly this time?
No.
Okay.
Are we supposed to be plugging anything this week? Like.
Shared Boix. Server! Great company!
We've done Boix, haven't
we? We've plugged Boix, we've plugged sharedserver.net. Fine hosting company. Did you want to plug something to do with Auto Sim Sport quarterly, monthly PDF
thing?
Something?
I think
or
we just
what
did.
Have we done with that?
I don't know what. I mean, we've plugged them plenty of times already. There's no harm in doing it again. It's a great read. But yes, they might be doing a thing for us, which would be really, really lovely.
Sure, there was something we were supposed to be saying this week that was important and something.
Zach, get well soon, man.
Yes, Zach was going to be coming on this show too.
No, he wasn't.
He was. He was going to come on here.
His new computer was going to be the guest.
Yeah, okay. His new computer was the guest. He was just going to be the operator. Zach was going to come on here as the operator. Yes, I can bring it to the future.
You can't stop when you started, can you?
No, your fault. Your fault. You invaded Poland!
Not like you've got obsessive compulsive disorder or anything, Jared.
Next!
22.
So, yeah, Zach was going to come on and we were going to have his MacBook Pro as this week's guest, but that's not going to be.
Bastard.
Yes.
Sorry, carry on.
I'm sorry, what was that noise?
Bastard.
Bastard. The man has a MacBook Pro. The
he
bastard.
Does indeed.
So there you go, Zach. Apparently we all hate you.
But it's all fine.
You've been scary. It's like being back in the 80s when somebody has just invented samplers.
The thing in the hobby is to Isengard.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay, shall we go?
Yeah, bye now.
Oh, by the way, people, before we go, we need to, people need to remember the ringtone.
The ringtone?
The ringtone.
Oh, the ringtone.
The yep. ringtone?
The THD. The ringtone.
Now, where...
Hit the ringtone, Jared.
Okay.
Seamlessly. Just slide it in like it was already there.
As if I'd prepared it, yes.
As if you'd like... Here's one we'd done earlier. Like a ninja.
What? I'm... What? Ringtone?
Ringtone.
It's ancient, but we remember to
apparently
it's...
Apparently, it's really difficult to find, isn't it, Jared?
I've got it in front of me. I'm just trying to... I've got the page open anyway. I'm just trying to now find it. Here we go.
Oh, God.
There we go.
I don't know. I can sing. I can make you look at the clock. I've got that next one. Parsley, you can have me on your phone. I'm a tear.
That's one of them.
Okay, that's evil. Evil.
So I think that's got us our explicit tag.
By my fucking ringtone.
This was done by the...
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah, Reckless Rick on Beta, to give him his full credit for his wonderful ringtone. I just thought I'd better get the credit in case he decides to sue our asses. Thank you, Reckless Rick. Never heard of you. Never met you.
Yeah.
Nice ringtone.
Thanks a lot. Sorry I couldn't make it to the Beta pub meet in Nottingham.
There was a pub meet in Nottingham?
Yeah.
And you didn't go?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay.
Can you guess which pub it was in?
Salutations.
The Robin Hood?
No, the Pit and Pendulum, the goth pub.
Good food in there.
Oh, the Angst.
Yeah.
Everybody stay the over there.
Let's go, everybody.
Bye, Ned.
Bye, Ned.
Bye.
Spotcast.
You've been in here for 30 minutes. What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?